poll, nearly 16% of Generation Z identify as LGBT. By Hannah Blow on February 24, 2021. The overall percentage of Americans who identify as LGBT is on the rise, but the shift seems to be driven by younger generations, particularly Generation Z, which sees 1 in 6 identifying as LGBT, a Gallup survey released Wednesday found. While the vast majority of Americans identify as heterosexual, 86.7%, the Gallup survey found that 5.6% of U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That is up from 4.5% in 2017 and 3.5% in 2012. 7.6% did not answer the question, compared to the roughly 5% who expressed no opinion in previous surveys. Gallup noted that the identity question, which was asked among over 15,000 respondents throughout 2020, offers a greater level of detail than the question asked in previous years, as respondents can indicate their precise sexual orientation, rather than simply answering yes or no to whether they identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender. The shift upwards appears to be largely driven by Generation Z, or those born 1997 to 2002. According to the survey, 15.9% of Generation Z identifies as LGBT, followed by 9.1% of millennials, those born 1981 to 1996, 3.8% of Generation X, born 1965 to 1980, 2% of baby boomers, born 1946 to 1964, and 1.3% of traditionalists, born before 1946. Nearly three-quarters of Generation Zers who considered themselves LGBT identify as bisexual, specifically. Similarly, the majority, or 54.6%, of Americans who consider themselves LGBT identify as bisexual, followed by gay, 24.5%, lesbian, 11.7%, transgender, 11.3%, and other, 3.3%. The survey coincides with the House's forthcoming vote on the Equality Act, which critics warn will strip entities of Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, protections and negatively impact women, as it opens the door for transgender women, or biological males, to compete in women's sports. The left will lay down the rights and security of millions of Americans, particularly young women, at the altar of gender ideology, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, warned in an impassioned speech on Monday, urging her colleagues to strike down the Equality Act. Watch.